Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Oh, my goodness. You got to catch that. If you didn't catch that, in the first hour right there. I don't know if you may have heard about this, but you know, we have to be very mindful of what is taking place in the signs of the times, because there becomes a time where if you're not paying attention, if we don't understand it, then we can end up on the wrong side of history, the wrong side of heavenly history, if you would. And right now, with so many things taking place, everything can happen, it looks like, to bring in this one world economy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're reading in Revelation, I believe, chapter 13, John, you can find that for me, but in regards to it, that he will convince everybody, that the spirit of Antichrist will convince everybody that you can't buy or sell without getting into his system, without taking the mark on. You cannot buy or sell without having this particular identification. And you think about it, well, if somebody says, well, that couldn't happen. Well, if you think that, then you just haven't been paying attention.
Right.
You know, that the younger people can tell you, oh, that not only does that, can that happen, but they would tell you, I already took the mark.
Yeah, right.
You know, it makes so much easier when they actually handle your finances for you. You know, and but we don't know, we got to pay attention because of understanding that we can blindly just click through. And if you haven't went and seen one of the, on the VFN Torch, one of the highlights that we talked about in the segments was, you know, terms of condition, clicking through how people are not reading the small print and they're accept. We got to pay attention. We got to pay attention because one of the part of the money, people say they just keep bringing money up. They keep bringing money up. Well, that's going to be a part of it. You control, whoever controls the money controls the vision.
Right.
And so what you have is there's people wanting to control the world. They're going to control the vision of the world by controlling the economy. That's what they want to do. It's not weird. It's not, that's just what happens. And with that,
it's Revelation 13:17.
Yeah, Revelation 13:17, and he says very specifically there that he will also force everyone, small, great, rich, poor, free or slave, to receive the mark on his right hand or his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless the mark, unless they actually have the mark, which is the same as the number of men. And so this mark, this identifier, just gives you access. It's like a backstage pass to be able to do business. And you think that couldn't be, but I mean, it's happening today. And as we talked about in the first hour, the biggest issue that's happening, keeping that from taking place, is God's people on the earth. It's just they're fighting against God's people on the earth right now, who are not fighting them, but we're just standing up for God. And we're saying, we can't do this, can't do this. And but more people are going, okay, you wore me out. And they're basically clicking. But now they, right now, even right now, they have this thing is called RFID chips. Radio frequency identification chips that they're tracking students in Texas. Think about it. In Texas, reportedly, the PC World talks about an article called Texas School Uses the RFID badges to track student locations. They're tracking students. They're putting these little chips on the students that send out a radio frequency that lets them know whether the student is there or not and where they are on the campus.
Wow.
Is that wild?
That's, and what's that tied to? You know,
well, it goes on to say, as a part of the controversial trial that someday could include 112 schools, this is in Texas, and nearly 100,000 students, Northside Independent School District in San Antonio, Texas, recently issued their students at two of its campuses new badges that were embedded with RFID chips. That's radio frequency identification chips. And it's tied to funding, as always. Learn how to do without things. It's just pathetic. Now, my dog, you know, he'll do anything for a treat, but we got to quit, you know, letting money
sell
be
our, most Americans.
Well, the whole thing is
sell out anybody for a Happy Meal.
But the whole thing is this. He said you can't serve both God and money, so you're going to have to learn to make decisions that cost you something.
Right.
David said, I will not give something to God unless it costs me something.
Mm-hmm.
And so practice now. The one first way you can practice is quit robbing God.
Right.
Now start practicing, because if 97% of the church, regular churchgoers, you know, would go, you know, twice a month, I think George Barna says, only 97% of them don't even give to God his tithes and offerings.
Right.
I mean, you're already held captive if that's you. I mean, it's going to be hard for you not to buy into this thing, which is pretty, and it kind of makes you rethink the whole thing when Jesus said, wide is the road that leads to destruction, and many go that way, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few that find it. It makes you like, this might be 3% of the population, this consistent 3% thing. And so we're just letting that happen. Why? Because it's tied to funding. I've seen principals go to jail because they fluffed the numbers in their school so they can get funding. People that didn't show up that were always skipping school and didn't go up, they cost the school funding.
Right.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
How did you know?
No problem.
How are you going to say that? Yeah, I showed up and I don't know what happened. Anyway, so.
Yeah, right.
But they got their
Chris
funding.
Chris got better grades and he didn't show up. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. He's good. And so they're tracking the kid. So your kid gets off the bus and all of a sudden it's like, boom, boom. Like
he's a submarine. Checked in.
He's checked Ka-ching. In.
Cha-ching. He checked in.
Yeah. He's like, horrible. Oh my goodness. I got to pause for a moment. I don't know why a parent would allow anybody to put a chip on your kid.
Mm.
You know, and you know your kid's listening to you. I mean, they may not listen to you. But if they're like toddlers or listen to you, you know, you don't want to hang a RFDI chip around your kid so the school gets funding so that the teachers union can get their money. And these guys are like, come on. Listen, we need to make sure our teachers are taken care of, but we need to come up with some other way to connect funding other than tracking our kids.
Right.
Because the teachers should be paid, but it shouldn't be at the expense of giving up our freedom.
Right.
My goodness. I mean, when I think about the report that even in credit cards now, they have a radio frequency identification in credit cards. You'll see that. But listen to this report. You should be blown away about this particular report.
Millions of debit and credit cards like this one. 13 Investigates has discovered a tiny device inside these cards that may be putting you at risk for fraud. Investigative reporter Bob Siegel shows you how to tell if your credit card is one of those affected and the simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
Whether you're buying groceries or gas or dinner to go, nowadays you can just wave your card and you're on your way. It's the latest technology in millions of credit and debit cards, thanks to a tiny chip hidden inside. It's called RFID, Radio Frequency Identification. This little device sends out a radio signal with your credit card information. It's designed to be a faster way to pay at stores all over town. But if you have one of these cards,
oh my gosh,
there's something else you should know.
That's just really scary.
That's crazy.
Definitely odd that that can happen.
Your credit card might not be as safe as you think it is.
With what I have here, I can get your credit card number, your expiration date, and everything I need to make a clone card.
Walt Augustinowitz is a credit card protection specialist. He bought this credit card reader off the internet for less than $100, and he's about to use it at the Indianapolis airport.
Oh. This is your credit card number right here.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Is it? Wow, yes, it is.
Wow.
That's scary.
With permission, Walt is scanning for credit card numbers.
And there's your MasterCard.
That's pretty crazy.
He's intercepting the credit card information right off the radio chip inside.
You have an Amex in there?
Yes.
Yeah. Expiration 8/03/14.
Oh
I just
gosh.
Ran through there.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Rather than actually taking your credit card or your wallet out of your pocket and stealing it.
That is my number.
That's your Visa number right there. We're scanning the information we need off it without touching you.
It's electronic pickpocketing. And Roberta Gonzalez just found out she's at risk.
Did you recognize that number on there?
Oh, that's my card. Yeah, that was my card.
Walt got information from three of Roberta's credit cards because all of them have RFID.
I heard about this, but I didn't think my cards were accessible to it. I thought for sure, surely this is not possible.
It is possible, even if most consumers don't realize it.
Do you know if you've got a credit card that's got radio frequency technology in it?
No, I don't.
Here's what to look for. A symbol similar to this one on your credit card or debit card, it's a sure sign it has radio frequency identification. If your card says PayPass, PayWave, or Blink, it also has RFID. The nation's largest credit card companies all say radio frequency technology is very secure. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express sent statements to Eyewitness News, and all of them cite sophisticated fraud prevention, advanced capabilities, or powerful security to prevent misuse. And they say special safeguards mean even if crooks do intercept your credit card information, well, they can't do anything with it. But Walt disagrees.
They're wrong. There it goes.
Take a look at this. With permission from a credit card holder, Walt is taking information lifted from a radio frequency credit card and copying it onto his hotel room key. And watch what happens next. He takes the room key to a restaurant, and he uses it as a credit card.
Did I just see what I thought I saw?
Yes. Yeah, we took what we scanned off from that card, put it on my hotel room key, and just walked over to that store, swiped it through, made a purchase. Nobody even asked any question why it was a room key. We've done it at big box retailers for several hundred dollars without a problem.
How easy is it?
Too easy.
It's amazing. It's totally amazing how we're just sitting back and we're just letting this happen to us. This guy's mm-hmm. walking around with something about the size of a little small planner, and he's just touching a lady's purse with it, and it automatically, like bumping into somebody, it sucked all of her downloaded, you know, it downloaded all of her credit cards, her expiration dates, you know, which are normally, you have to look at it, but mm-hmm. it's written in all that magnetic stuff, and it's just broadcast. What happens is the RFDI broadcasts out, so these kids in Texas, remember this keyword Texas, because we're going to talk about something in a moment.
Okay.
In Texas, are doing the same thing. They're walking by, and they can be scanned by their school system, and all their information, they know that Bobby Joe is in school today.
Because they have radio frequencies just...
Yeah, broadcasting out. And so you had all these people walking through the mall, and all their financial debit cards and credit cards are going, here I am, take me! Take me. And so
please rob me.
Yeah, please rob me. And so it went onto his little device that he ordered off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to, I don't know if you've ever got a debit card where you have to go put a number in the bank, but that little thing you can slide, you punch in the private code that you want and you slide it through and it kind of puts a new code on the card.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It makes a clone card.
Right.
And you can buy those online. So he did it right in front of them. Did it right in front of them and took his hotel room key. His hotel room key now, and he made an identical view of that
credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And went into the store. You know how you go? It was actually a McDonald's. You went to a McDonald's. You know, you make your order, and they had the little thing in front of you. Now they don't even get involved in you doing stuff. Now they make you. Yeah. I mean, we used to get upset about having to pump your own gas. You know, you probably don't remember that. But they don't even take your card and run it for you. You got to do everything. It's like, you want me to fix the burger too? And so he slid his hotel room key through there, which is a clone copy of the lady's credit card,
mm-hmm.
and made a purchase like he was her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying, oh, there's no economy happening right now. There's no way. You know, and mm-hmm. it's like, we got to pay attention because one of Satan's identifiers, his name is Deceiver. Deception is when you think what you're doing is right when you're dead wrong. When you think what you're doing is right when you're wrong, but you think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You think about that. And so it's important then to check, make sure we're not deceived. We need to check ourselves. And what we do is we get in the Word of God and we find out what God is saying, and we get God's Spirit reveals to us what's going on in the times and all that type of thing. If only 17 or 19% of us are reading the Word, you know, we're not going to know. And I'm telling you now, he says very specifically that part of the control of the last days, and remember, even Jesus was told that by Satan himself when he said, listen, these kingdoms of this world's been given to me, and I'll give it to you if you'll worship me. Listen, I'll let you be a part of my economy, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing that's kicking in, and you can feel like it's like a lawnmower trying to kick off. It's like a motorcycle having difficulty with the pistons. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, like a car turning over and a starter's not kicking in. But this thing's going to kick off. I mean, we were like moments away from kicking this thing off. And you can see more about the particulars of that is Johnny Foote, a prophetic friend of mine on the VFN Torch. We have him talking about the beast economy and things they're taking in. But listen, right now, we're walking around broadcasting, and it's all digitized. We have a lot of our friends that work at banks and all. They don't have money.
They have real money.
They're just transferring numbers back and forth. It's just numbers.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. It's just a matter of will we give up our paper? Will we give up our money? Will we give up our paper and different things and just buy into the system? That is the ultimate thing that's going on. And of course, you know, hang on to your money. But the Lord showed me very specifically in a vision. He showed me the paper money being just sucked off the face of the earth, just sucked. Yeah. It was amazing. And every crevice that you could imagine is flapping and coming out from behind things, and it's just like sucking it. And it was like a vacuum hole, and you know, visions are and stuff, in the sky. And so everything was coming like a big mountain. It went to that one point. It's like a huge pyramid-type mountain thing that was going up, being sucked up. And then all of a sudden, while it's still being sucked up, the whole thing just turns into fire and flames.
Oh, wow.
And paper money's burning. I mean, listen, Christians, Jews, constitutions and economies getting in the way of the beast. They want to control the world, and we don't want. We're saying, well, we're not going to give you the world. We're not going to just surrender the world to you. Sorry, you know, we're going to fight for the Jews. We're going to fight for Israel. We're going to stand with God, and we're going to fight for our constitution. And doesn't mean we're going to win, but we're not going to just say, hey, you know, roll over and take it.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are at this point, you know, that. It's happening as we speak. We're tracking our kids. It's all money. It's all money. And so many people sell out for money. I was just going to Mississippi the other day, and it was a day that the casinos were in the water. They said, listen, you can have casinos, but you can't have them on land. Of course, then God allows Katrina to come in and pick them up and throw them on top of the hotels.
Remember that?
Right. Yeah, remember? The whole casino.
This huge casino was literally lifted out of the water. It was on the interstate.
Yes.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Literally.
And, you know, and with God, it's like, you know, hey, you got it. You got it. Doesn't matter where you – and so, of course, when I go back now, the way they resolved all that now, they passed a new law that says you can have it on the land. So they built on land now.
Wow.
And it's all progressive. Listen, it's all progressive. They understand you first have to bite the small thing before you eat the big thing. They'll tell you, no, this is about civil unions. This is not about marriage. But next thing you know, constitutions being changed and things are happening. It's like you just got to make up your mind. You can't bargain with the devil. You got to say, listen, this is how it's going to. Yeah. And so here we are with this economy. And look at what's happening. When we come back from this break in a moment, you're going to hear this. But it has to do with Texas again, Texas Instruments. And one of the guys on Mythbusters who was going to talk about is this RFID chips chasing and tracking things, and it's going to blow you away. Why is it happening in a Texas school? Why are we tracking children, American citizen children, and two schools in Texas? We're talking also about, you know, to be able to kick in this end time economy, that the Antichrist or those that are anti Jesus. By the way, When you put the word, understand this, the Antichrist means somebody that's actually anti-Jesus, saying that he's not the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody who doesn't follow Jesus and made Jesus Lord of their life, they're going to be having an economy. And in that economy, he talks about it in Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. He says, then I saw this particular figure.
Mm.
And it refers to this person as a beast. And he exercised all the authority that he saw happen earlier with another situation that was happening. And he performed great and miraculous signs. Hello, church. Quit following science. It's time for science to start following you.
That's right.
God works with you, confirming his word. Signs follow believers. Believers don't follow signs. And then even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth, in full view of men, which is the same thing as Elijah and Jezebel and Mount Carmel, is the opposite, the antithesis of what happened. Choose who you're going to serve. It's almost like, my goodness, you better be abiding with God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he said, because of these signs, he has given power. He's been given because of these signs. He was given. Now think about it. Because he did something that convinced people to say he's the one. It was given, he was given power to do on behalf of the first particular beast or whatever. He deceived the, so he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. Remember, deception is the key. And deception is what you think you're doing is the best thing. This is really good. You know, we just need to, you know, shove a RFDI chip in our kid's ear before he sends him to school. You know? Do you have your peanut butter and jelly sandwich and your RFDI chip, son? Yes, I'm sending out signals now, Dad. Have a good day. You know, I hope funding happens for your school. I was like, that was a bleeping verbs coming. It's like, stop that. Can't say that word. It's like, so, it's like, can you believe it? Like, you're putting an RFD egg chip around your kid. Listen, the schools work for you, sir, ma'am. It, the government's by the people and for the people. You tell the government, you tell the school board. First of all, you tell that school board, hey, it's been great. What a great shot you took at this. It's time for you to open like a flower store or something. Don't ever darken the doors of the boardroom again.
Right.
You know. But then he says this. He says he was given power to authority over the economy here. He says he also forced everyone, small, big, great, and slave, free, everyone to receive a mark in his right hand and his forehead so that no one could buy or sell. You couldn't do business. You couldn't buy your groceries, couldn't get gas without your this particular mark. And now we just talked about it. If you missed it, you got to catch it in the first part of this extra hour that, you know, people are walking through malls right now sending out radio signals of saying, you know, hey, here's my checking account information. Don't you just suck my 25 cents out of my account. You know?
Here I am.
And so, of course, this is a particular show called Mythbusters on Discovery Channel. You've seen the Mythbusters show.
Yeah,
it's two guys
and
probably more of a guy show. It's like, you proved it wrong. You proved it right. Well, Adam Savage, this is not at Mythbusters. This is actually somebody just capturing him speaking. He's speaking, and he's talking about, we wanted to be able to prove this RFDI thing, and they were going to do a whole big pro-con thing like they normally do and kind of test all the theories out and stuff. Can they really read your card? So they call Texas Instruments. Isn't that interesting? It looks like Texas Instruments are the ones that's doing these chips.
Right.
And it's interesting that it's two schools in Texas. They're unfolding this thing in Texas. Texas Instruments, Texas schools.
Interesting.
Very interesting. That's interesting. So here he is. He's talking to this audience, and his audience, you know, they're just asking questions. They're asking questions. So here he's talking about how they were planning on doing a segment on what we're talking about. But you got to listen to this. Listen to what he says.
Now, I know that. Does Carrie still have the RFID tag in her arm?
Dude, the RFID thing.
Yeah. Why did you not?
I'm sorry.
I'm not.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Here's what happened. I'm not sure how much of the story I'm allowed to tell, but I'll tell you what I know. We were going to do RFID, and on several levels, you know, how hackable, how reliable, how trackable, et cetera, et cetera. And one of our researchers called up Texas Instruments, and they arranged a conference call between, I think, Tori and the head producer over there for the other team, Linda Wolkovich, and one of the technicians at Texas Instruments. We're supposed to have a conference call to talk about the technology on, like, Tuesday at 10 a.m. And Tuesday at 10 a.m., Linda and Tori get on the phone, and Texas Instruments comes on, along with Chief Legal Counsel for American Express, Visa, Discover, and everybody else. I mean, and I got chills just as I described it. They were way, way outgunned, and they absolutely made it really clear to Discovery that they were not going to air this episode talking about how hackable this stuff was, and Discovery backed way down, being a large corporation who depends upon the revenue of the advertisers. And now it's on Discovery's radar. They won't let us go near it. So I'm sorry.
No.
It's just one of those things. But, man, that was a really – your story still gets a little white when he describes that phone conversation.
Well, you do have about 3,000 people in the room who aren't under such legal arrangements as producers.
You think about that. Here they are. They want to do it. It's a simple segment. It's like, what are you doing here? What? They make the megaphone call. Obviously, they're going to talk to the people who makes the product, all the different things they do. And he's saying, and we're going to make this available to you on the VFN Torch. You're going to be able to see firsthand to watch Adam Savage share this. You know, this is not a discovery material here.
Reactions and all.
Yeah, chill bumps are going up his arm when he's talking about it. But they get on the phone, and all of a sudden on the phone, they said, "We're thinking about exposing the FDI chips." That's not how they said it, but that's what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, the phones are click, 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 coming on. All these people come on, these attorneys for Visa and American Express, and all these, this legal counsel comes on immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how did he find out about the chip? George Soros getting upset about it. Anyway, so that it put chills up his arms. It's like, we just confronted the devil here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
We've had a few confrontations with him.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't realize that you were possessed. I had no idea. This is not the mark. Go away. Look away. Look away from us. Think about it. Look right. away from us.
Right.
Think about it. Here we are. Texas Instruments, it appears, allegedly, based on what they're saying. I mean, we don't know this. We're just based on what we're reading, what you'll see posted as our references, and what he's saying, Adam Savage is saying, and what we're seeing in the news reports coming out of Texas. Mm. They're openly saying we're putting Texas Instruments RFDI chips on your kids. You got your peanut butter and jelly. You got your Fritos, and you got your RFDI chip. Right, son? You get ready to go?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. You can walk down the mall, and they're going to rob you because you're sending out, say, hello, I got $5 in my checking account. If you want it, you know, put it on your hotel room card. You know, make a clone of my card, you know, unlike the $1 million that John has.
Oh, yeah.
I don't walk around in great fear. Well, John is panicking, like, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, my goodness, what am I broadcasting? Yeah, the criminal walks past Pat and the mall goes, psh. He's like, he's broke. Yeah, that's right. No, just forget this one. Bloop. But it's just crazy. And so when you see there's something going on when all this legal counsel comes on, because, you know, these guys are just kids playing on a show, getting paid for it.
Right.
Yeah, the budget. Oh, man, that's a great job. Isn't it a great job?
Mm-hmm.
And it's unless you get fired from a can, they do dummies with all that kind of stuff. But here they were, you know, going to just expose this thing. And now they're kind of scared Discovery, which is a corporation. Mm-hmm. Whole other story. And so they're not going to let us know the details about what we're putting on our kids in Texas.
Mm.
So we aren't going to talk about this. You know, they kind of put that, like, you know, they bowed up.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and the thing boils down to this. They're chipping the kids because they want money.
Mm.
Texas Instruments making the chip because they want money. And Discovery shut up because they want money.
Mm-hmm.
It's all tied to the love of money. It's like, you got to be saying, we're going to put up with that chip around here.
Yeah.
I don't care how much chip that you have to offer. No chips. And so understand that we got to make a decision. What are we going to do? You say, well, I'm not going to take that mark. And it's like, right now, man, your purse is probably broadcasting out your entire checking account.
Mm-hmm.
It you got to understand, it's always, when I heard the founder of Apple talking, trying to explain the computers back in whatever, when the computers were first, everybody's trying to figure them out. And he was trying to explain, you know, imagine if the founder of Apple,
Steve Jobs
is talking, and he's talking to, you know, computer illiterate people at that time. I think it was 70s and maybe 80s, I forget. And he said, it's sort of like this, that imagine if you had an employee and you say, listen, I need you to go over and get some books and find out some information.
Mm-hmm.
And so your employee gets up, walks over there and gets these books and gets the information and brings it back to you. Well, that took time to do that. It was a simple thing, a simple request. Now imagine if you had an employee that you could ask that to, that simple task, and it would just do it instantly. So computers are not really complicated. They just do a whole bunch of simple things rapidly, 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 fast. Because
mm-hmm.
all based on O's and Y's. I mean, we're the ones programming them.
Right.
And so what that means to us is we don't have to get up and go get the book and get the information. We'll just let Google do all the things for us. It means that we don't have to work anymore. We'll just let the computers do all this work for us.
Mm-hmm.
and it pulls us out of the responsibility aspect of our life. We'll let computers track our kids because we don't want to actually build a relationship with Bobby while he's going to school here and tell him that we care about him and mentor him. We just need the money that comes in.
All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the parents are like, yeah, put the chip on them because I'm not concerned anyway. I want my career, my job. Remember, I don't leave that for. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my goodness, what are we doing? And now Adam Savage is getting chill bumps, what he said, on his arm, just talking about what happened when he called Texas Instruments to talk about this chip. And it's happening everywhere. Toll booth exchanges, all these different things, bridge passes. They say, hey, just put the RFDI chip on there. They're putting it on food where you're going to be able to load your buggy up with all your food and just drive your buggy, roll your buggy right through the doorway, and it will automatically know what's in your buggy. It will toll it up, and it will charge it to your car, which is also saying, here I am, suck money out of my account. And it's like people saying, well, this beast economy will never happen. The key thing is this. The system's already in place. The question is this. Will we turn ourselves over to it?
Right.
Will we say, you know, it is a lot easier than me going to do the work myself?
Right.
I mean, there was a day, and we'll talk about this, but there was a day when people said, you need to go to God about this.
Mm.
Why? Because God is all-knowing. God cares. God can provide.
That's right.
But this is what people say today. Did you Google it?
Mm.
What did you Google? Did you Google it? Did you see? Did you find somebody had an answer?
Mm-hmm.
That we're turning to technology instead of turning to God. We're turning to images. Oh my goodness. No, the question is this, church. It's all here. Will we turn ourselves over to it?
Mm-hmm.
Will we just say, you know what? I'm not going to grow a tomato. I'm not going to learn how to grow food. I'm not going to learn how to function in life outside of this technology. I'm just not going to get involved in life. I want them to do everything for me. It's done faster when this computer thing does it. Everything's better, quicker, faster. I don't have to sweat, nothing. I'm just going to let. And if you do that, this is the question we got to talk more about. We got to figure this out because what happens if you do take the mark? Is it over?
Right.
Because there is an American gospel that says you can take every mark in the devil has to offer as long as you said a prayer. You know,
that's right.
I'm serious, you know.
Yeah,
the whole thing is I said a prayer, I made a decision for Christ, so hand me the mark, I'm good to go.
That's right.
Yep.
You know, and that's not true. You know, there's something, there's definite consequences to taking the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to learn to be willing to die for the cause, be willing to live for the cause, the cause of the advancement of the kingdom of God. We have to, if we're not reading our Bibles, we don't know these things are going on. And if we're not abiding with God, we're not getting the discernment of the Spirit, because the Spirit says to the churches in the last days, so we hear what God says, and we know what to do next.
Right.
And so we'll be talking more about that. But we have to pay attention. Listen, it's all here. We're tracking our kids. We're tracking everything. We're sending out signals from our debit cards and credit cards, and you can find out more about it on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, and you can hear this again and share this with your friends, having them download the app themselves on their mobile device.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.